The President of the European Union, Portugal's Prime Minister José Socrates, closed the summit saying African and European leaders have turned a new page in history.
E assumimos uma agenda para enfrentar os muitos e sérios desafios.
He says the leaders have adopted an agenda to confront serious challenges of security, governance, migration, and climate change. Nevertheless, long-standing disagreements reemerged during the two-day meeting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, in her speech on governance and human rights, accused Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe of harming Africa's image by quashing political freedom and human rights in his country. Mr. Mugabe was invited to the summit despite being banned from Europe 5 years ago because of rigged elections in his country. His attendance prompted a boycott by the Prime Minister of Britain, the former colonial power in Zimbabwe. The head of the African Union, Ghana's President John Kououfo, responded to Ms. Merkel's remarks by noting that South African President Thabo Mbeki is mediating talks between Zimbabwe's ruling party and the opposition in an effort to bring free and fair elections next year.
It's not for anybody to just move in there and impose a solution. We want to encourage a homegrown solution so there would be a restoration of normalcy and good governance for the peoples of Zimbabwe.
Several European leaders met with Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir and strongly urged him to allow the deployment of UN and African Union troops to end bloodshed and suffering in its Darfur region. Sudan has accepted this hybrid force but has rejected troops from non-African countries. Mr. Kououfo said Africa has taken the initiative on the issue, though he acknowledged it has taken some time to assemble the hybrid force.
I believe with goodwill all around, the hybrid force will be put together so at least humanitarian actions can be brought to the people of Darfur.
African leaders also objected to the EU's efforts to forge temporary trade agreements with developing nations, which they say will unleash excessive competition on their emerging economies. The EU says these are needed because existing accords are due to expire at the end of this month. EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso noted that these are temporary agreements that are meant to maintain tariff exemptions for African exports to the EU.
Once we have settled this transitional phase, we have the time and the spirit to address the development issues, the important concerns that were raised also from the African Union side.
He said he believes that all but a few African governments will sign the interim accords by the end of the year. The leaders agreed to hold their next summit in a couple of years and on African soil. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Lisbon.